phlegm. It has a funny spelling, P-H-L-E-G-M. It's the bane of existence for voiceover performers and singers. A voiceover group I belong to online recently had 10 or 20 emails about what is phlegm and what can I do about it, and that prompted this podcast. Phlegm is a sticky fluid secreted by the mucous membranes of humans and other animals. Its definition is limited to the mucus produced by the respiratory system, not from the nasal passages, but it is expelled from coughing. Its composition varies depending on climate, genetics, a water-based gel-like substance consisting of proteins, immunoglobulins, lipids, and so on. Healthy phlegm is normally clear or white, but the initial state of the common flu, when the phlegm is still clear, can also be the most infectious period. If it's yellow, it means that the immune system is responding to it. You have a bacterial infection of some kind, and physicians should be consulted. If it's greenish, you could have pneumonia or some kind of microbleeding. Very serious. If it's brown phlegm, you must smoke. This is resin sticking to the viscous texture of the phlegm, and your body is ejecting it. Another type of phlegm associated with smoking is brownish and gray. This brown-gray core is shown to be grainy in composition, and that has dust and other foreign matter and may be caused by damage to your lung lining in some way. See a physician immediately. Phlegm can also be the larvae of intestinal parasites, such as hookworm. If it's bloody, see your doctor immediately. How do you get rid of it? Good question. Phlegm is differentiated from other mucus in that it comes from the lungs rather than from the nasal passages. It may be that your body is expelling tars or resins built up from smoking, or maybe you've just inhaled large amounts of smoke or dust. If you cough it up, you should probably go see a doctor. For the time being, though, let's focus on getting rid of it. You might try a nasal spray or a decongestant. Some people use eucalyptus oil and boil water and breathe it. Some people put a towel on their hands and encase their nose with it and their forehead. Some people take water off the stove and hold themselves over the water and breathe it in. Be careful not to get burned. Garlic is considered by some to be an expectorant and a good supplement to be taken in general. Fresh garlic is the key. Some people say sleep with your head elevated at night and use a vaporizer in your bedroom. You need not use that smelly fluid. Just pump the water out into the room and breathe it all night as you sleep. It's also very good for your facial skin. If you have a chest cold or bronchitis, the expectorant will help loosen up the phlegm. Don't take a cough suppressant or a throat lozenge. They may allow more mucus and phlegm to build up because you've essentially shut off the mechanisms in your body that make you cough. And don't swallow that phlegm if you want to get rid of it. Cough it up instead. I know this is difficult. Hope this helps. Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.